This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're continuing our look at the role of veterans and Native American communities now as part of our series, First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today. Sean Stoger is a veteran and a tribal liaison for the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. He's a member of the Lakota tribe. Sean, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about your story in the service. You joined the Army back when you were 18. What led you to join?
I have a strong Native identity. When I was a child, I was born and raised here in Madison. I enjoyed warfare as a kid. Like, that was my favorite game. You know, some kids play football. So joining the Army was a natural progression. You know, a friend of mine took me into a recruiter's office. I saw all these videos on, you know, airborne Rangers, special forces, and I saw that, and that's what I wanted to do. I scored really high on Army tests, but, you know, that... So I could have gone in any career field, but that's what I wanted to do.
Or West Point was an option, it sounds like, with your test scores.
Yep, absolutely. Military intelligence, all that stuff.
And talk about your experience in the Army, especially that first term.
My first term, you know, I pushed myself as hard as I possibly could. I excelled. I wanted to go to war. I got my opportunity. It definitely wasn't what I expected. You know, I was really numb during the whole experience. I came back. I had a hard time adapting.
And what happened once your first tour of active duty was over?
I started attending college at the University of Wisconsin. I was really lost, I guess I'd say. You know, my heart was gone. My brain was still in the Army. My body was here on campus. And one day I was in a basement at a party, and I ran into a Native student. She introduced me to the Native community here on campus, and then I started becoming very involved. And that really helped me a lot. I started becoming, I started talking to a lot of clan leaders and elders, and they started helping me, I guess, with the healing process.
A lot of veterans we've talked to and heard about on this show talk about, you know, feeling isolated as they come back to civilian life. They've been through this experience, often traumatic, and they're living among people who haven't been through that and have no clue what it's like to live through that. Was that what you were feeling like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Native people in general feel very isolated. You know, many Native communities, both in Wisconsin and throughout the country, are very isolated geographically from, you know, urban centers or even highways. And then culturally, you know, like when I came to campus here, I thought I was the only Native on campus. When I was in high school, there were a couple other Native kids. But otherwise, you know, I was very isolated. And then you combine that with the veteran experience, and now you're isolated from being isolated. I mean, you're really out there and very detached from everything.
And talking to Carrie Matoxin earlier, it sounds like Native Americans take their veterans very seriously. Was that something that helped you connect both with civilian life and the Native community?
Yeah, absolutely. I get a little, I think many veterans are that way. You know, someone walks up and thanks you for your service or whatever, and you feel awkward. Mm-hmm. And in Native communities, it's very, people are very appreciative of veterans. And, you know, it's kind of hard for me to take because, you know, for me, it's natural. It's a reflex. It's what's in my DNA. And, you know, it's like thanking someone for breathing. I don't know if I answered your question correctly.
Sure. Well, and Carrie talked about, rituals related to veterans at events, at powwows and other events. And it almost seems like the rest of us need those rituals for veterans because rituals are part of how you go from one state of life to another.
Absolutely. Especially in my work now, you know, I really get to experience how different tribes in Wisconsin handle their veterans. And, you know, having those having those rituals and being able to, open yourself and express yourself and connect with other people, it really allows for healing.
Talking to Sean Stoger, tribal liaison for the Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs, talking about his experience as a veteran and now working with veterans in the state. And talk about how you started to move into working with this state department, working with veterans.
Working
with other veterans,
I should say.
Right. Yeah.
You know, basically, I flip-flopped around to a bunch of jobs, mostly in security industry. I was a security contractor for a while with a group that's connected to Triple Canopy out of Chicago. You know, basically flip-flopped around trying to find my way in the universe. I've been in and out of Wisconsin National Guard multiple times. I just got out actually for my last time on Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I was looking around. I found this job. I originally had an internship. When I first graduated the university, I had an internship at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And a friend of mine's uncle had my position right now. And so I really liked him. I really liked that job. I thought it was a cool job. And then all of a sudden I saw it pop open. And, of course, I applied and interviewed. And luckily I landed it.
So what do you do as a tribal liaison for Veterans Affairs?
I actually get to travel around the entire state and interact with all 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin. And basically, each tribe has a tribal veteran service officer, which is, you know, Kerry Metoxin up in Oneida. Each tribe has a person like Kerry, and they help the veterans of their tribe. Each county also has a person like that. It's called a county veteran service officer. But I only help the tribal veteran service officers. And basically, you know, I help them to do their job better. I connect them with benefits or, you know, if they need a point of contact at the federal VA or they need someone at the VA hospital to do something, you know, I'm that guy. So,
and how is there a difference between the way tribes work with veterans versus like those county positions?
Absolutely. The one real big difference I notice is, you know, when a like, say, for example, I live in Sauk County right now. So I walk in to see my county veteran service officer. His name is Louie. I walk in to see Louie, and, you know, Louie and I talk and whatever. And when I walk out, you know, that's the last time Louie sees me until the next time I walk in his office. But with a tribal veteran service officer, you know, a veteran walks into, say, Kerry's office, interacts with Kerry, and then Kerry goes out. And, you know, that veteran is either related to him or a friend of somebody or... you know, he sees them wherever, you know, on the reservation. And, you know, Indian country is really small. It's like 1 degree of separation. So if you don't know somebody, you know somebody who knows that person. So
how much of a difference did it make for you? You mentioned, you know, feeling like you might have been the only Native American at the university and starting to make that connection and getting that 1 degree of separation. How much of a difference did that make in your life?
A tremendous. I don't know if I would have really recovered the first time, but you know, connecting especially with elders and clan leaders, it really helped me adapt to. It really helped me straighten out my mind and I don't know, get connected with who I was and what I was and accept myself. You know, forgive myself for a lot of things and accept things I've done. You know,
and that's, you know, I think people think Native American and they think people living on reservations. That's part of the story, but there's this huge diversity. You were in Madison. People are all over, connected in various degrees with the community. That said, do you feel like part of a statewide community among the different tribes and people living in really different situations?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's, like I said, 1 degree of separation, you know, even though there's 11 different tribes, you know, if you don't know somebody, like I go to Oneida and I say, hey, do you know my best friend? Or I go to LCO or Lacoudere or LS and I say, hey, I went to college with these guys. And, you know, everybody kind of knows everybody. And they're like, oh, yeah, I, you know, that's my uncle or that's my brother-in-law or whatever. And so there is a huge community, you know, not just myself, but, you know, pretty much all natives in the state. You know, and we travel around. We go to each other's powwows. We go to each other's events. We marry into each other's tribes, you know, so we're all connected.
All right, Sean, thanks a lot for coming up and sharing your story today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
We've been talking to Sean Stoger, tribal liaison for the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and a veteran himself. You can hear all the interviews in the First Wisconsin series. Go to WPR.org/first.